Before we get to this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, those are friends over at True Car. 60 seconds, that's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you could do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with True Car. That's right. In the amount of time it would take you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, might take me longer. Just listen to my voice. You can get a True Cash offer. Best of all, you could do it from your smartphone. Phone at your home or anywhere, just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions, you'll get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in, they'll check it out with you together. Then you can ask the questions you want and they'll get the answers that you need. And so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrinino back here to talk about the most interesting news stories happening in the final week of 2018 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, here we are. It is after Christmas, getting ready for New Year's here, ready to close out 2018 here with one more edition of News AF. And here I am together for the holidays with the News AF team. First off, a man who I'm sure got everything on his Christmas list, Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. I did get everything on my Christmas list. There was only one thing on there.
What was it?
Please do not go over budget.
I like that.
So, yes. Yeah, we only spent $30,000 to $40,000 on Christmas, so it was a success.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And a man who is always festive, no matter whether it's the holiday season or any time of year, Mr. Daniel Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Feel like I've been working at a psych ward asylum here at my house. Everyone's got pink eye.
Oh, no.
How did that happen? Pink eye is what you have?
I don't have it.
I can tell you how people get pink eye, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. How do they get it?
They touch feces and then they rub it in their face.
That's my favorite part when my kid gets a pink eye, telling them, because I am a very big hand washer. Yeah. So, and I lecture them constantly. So I'm like, see, you touched your butt. And then you touched your eye, and now you got butt juice in your eye, and you got pink eye. But the my least favorite part of pink eye is holding down children while my wife puts the necessary medicine in their eyes, and they're screaming, and it's just like this whole thing. You're like, do you want to live? Do you want to keep this eye? It's like you can't explain that to a child at that moment. They don't care.
Now, I understand how patient zero gets the pink eye, but then after that, the pink eye is very contagious, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what is then people are touching, then you don't, there's no butt in the equation then after that, right?
Just there's iPads, there's phones,
doorknobs.
And the other problem is we had just had Christmas. It's possible that patient zero isn't my child.
Yeah.
We were just had Christmas with the whole family. There's something like 30 grandkids.
Oh my God, you're making my eyes itch.
Yeah, right. That all 2 nights ago, I was laying in bed in fear, just like I had contracted Ebola. Like, is my eye itchy right now? What's going on? It feels a little.
So, is that
skunky.
An urban legend, or is it just that like once upon a time, one person touched a butt and then their eye, and then it's just been and everybody else is just a byproduct of this.
No. I think that anyone can be patient zero. There wasn't some Neanderthal 10,000 years ago who did it first, and then it's just
and then
that
it's just
same
been
strand
spreading and never died
guy.
Out.
This is. Any kid can be their own disgusting little island of disease and spread it out to everybody else.
Yeah.
I had pink eye before, and we had a friend who showed up with it, and he swore that it wasn't. And he was like, it's conjunctivitis. That's what my doctor said. Mm. Guess what? Conjunctivitis is pink eye.
It's pink eye. It's just the adult version. And it's like,
so we all got it. But I had contained it in one eye, which is almost impossible to do. And I had contained it in one eye for a week, and then it finally spread to my other eye. So I had them at separate times because it takes about a week to get through.
Yeah.
But maybe wear an eye patch.
What I would do is I was carrying hand sanitizer, a huge tub of hand sanitizer around. I thought about it. I thought about squirting it in my eye.
Danny, what are you doing to prevent getting the conjunctivitis?
I'm that guy who just assumes he's going to get it. Okay. I mean, I've been washing my hands. I should wear goggles after seeing my daughter. Just her eye was just disgusting.
How about your wife? Does your wife have it?
No. One of us will get it. Okay. It's just, and then like an earache. So it's typical holiday stuff. And they're home all day. All the kids are home all day. So at least, I guess it's, at least it's been quarantined.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guarantee I'll get it. And then people will think that I've squirt butt juice in my eye.
Dude, I tried all the old remedies. Like I tried to,
lemon juice.
Is lemon juice one?
I think so.
No.
It can be.
Green tea.
You should try it.
Green tea bags. So you
tea bag in your eye?
Yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you'd soak the tea bags and then put them on each eye. That didn't work.
Yeah.
And, what else didn't work? Everything didn't work.
This is pretty much, though, a holiday staple. Like, people say, what do you do for Christmas? Well, we decorate the tree, we watch Christmas Story, we hand out pixie gifts, and we contract pink eye.
What's or some illness.
Yeah, we the gift exchange, they call that pixie gift.
Yeah, we call it pixie gifts.
It's a Bryson.
So pink eye is kind of like that, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's becoming the new, like, holiday event. Flu or pink eye, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, my kids were puking while opening presents.
Yeah, we were all sick last year. It's not fun.
But that's become part of Christmas.
I spent the entire day yesterday building Lego sets.
Oh, yes.
And it was an incredibly frustrating experience because that it was I could relate to the plight of Sisyphus in that I spend hours putting together Lego sets that it takes my kids 3 minutes to completely break and disassemble. And then they return the pieces to me. Dad, can you fix this?
No glue? You don't do the glue thing?
Well, I should. I don't really know the best practice there on that. What do you just like have like a vat of super glue and you just...
Yeah, you probably should.
Dip
my rule
in,
is...
like Roger Rabbit.
If I find your Legos on the floor, they go in the garbage, right?
Ooh.
So the other day, I threw
anywhere, even on your kid's bedroom floor?
No, on the main floor. So okay. I swept up a bunch of Legos and I stared at them in the dustpan and I thought, how much trouble is this going to cause me in the future? Then I threw it away and I had indeed thrown away a crucial Lego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But luckily my 6-year-old's chill. He just kind of like shrugged his shoulders and went on building. So
yeah.
I got lucky.
I thought it was going to be a major incident at my house that my sons wanted Star Wars Legos and Santa, who does the shopping without really consulting an expert in the field, got Han Solo from the Solo Star Wars prequels, which I really thought was going to go over like a lead balloon. And then Han Solo's love interest. Luckily, my kids are not savvy enough to... They think it's Princess Leia, but that is not. That is Daenerys Targaryen. That is not Princess Leia.
But you're not going to tell them.
Yeah, that is not Harrison Ford that you're playing with, kids. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's get into some of these news stories that we have, because we got some good stuff to talk about. And I guess there is a one video this holiday season that is really been going viral like the pink eye around Danny's house. And that stars the infamous Kevin Spacey, and families from coast to coast around the world are gathering together to be creeped out by Kevin Spacey's new video posted to Kevin Spacey's YouTube channel on Christmas Eve, Tyson. Now, Kevin Spacey has been MIA for probably more than a year at this point.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say that a lot of us have not really missed him all that much.
No. And so Kevin Spacey came out of nowhere And amidst a myriad of charges against him, including some felonies, which I think you're going to have court dates in 2019 for sexual abuse of different people, Kevin Spacey was famously cut out of the final season of House of Cards, where they killed off his character and did it without him. And Danny, Kevin Spacey is here to say his piece.
Let's hear it. Let's hear what he has to say.
Now, let me just give you some setup here to talk before we talk about the Kevin Spacey video. I think that people might hear, Kevin Spacey has put out a statement and they expect him to be, talking about, Kevin Spacey in sort of like some sort of a, PR address. No, this is Kevin Spacey reprising the character of Frank Underwood from the series House of Cards. This is not canon. This is not a part of House of Cards. It appears to be Frank Underwood from House of Cards discussing the real Kevin Spacey. So Frank Underwood is here as a character witness, I believe, seemingly referencing events happening to the real Kevin Spacey.
So does he do the accent and everything?
Oh, yeah. And he, much like the character Frank Underwood, he's breaking the fourth wall to talk to us directly at home, the viewer.
The thing we all love.
I guess so. But I think he's maybe feeling like that the audience has a stronger connection to the actor Kevin Spacey than might actually be the case. This video is closing in on 8 million views currently on Kevin Spacey's YouTube channel. Only 44,000 subscribers.
His film career has fallen to ashes, but his YouTube career is just taking off. And now he'll be in the ranks of Logan Paul. I mean, he could be a good YouTuber. He's right up there.
Yeah.
Behavior.
The video is called Let Me Be Frank, and it opens with Kevin Spacey carving a turkey wearing a holiday apron in his kitchen. Okay, so here
is this like professionally filmed or is this like him on a phone?
It's not him on a phone. Help. It is I would not say it's like a multi-cam, but it is one camera, and it does not look like he's filming it with a phone.
Okay,
here we go. Here's Kevin Spacey. Let's check in with Kevin Spacey, a.k.a. Frank Underwood, in his kitchen. He's washing his hands.
Oh, doesn't want pink eye.
Yep.
Good move.
I know what you want. Oh, sure, they may have tried to separate us, but what we have is too strong. It's too powerful. I mean, after all, we shared everything, you and I. I told you my deepest, darkest secrets. I showed you exactly what people are capable of. I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenged you and made you think.
Now again, okay, so he is talking to the audience as Frank Underwood.
About Frank Underwood.
This has started off really bad sounding for a man accused of sexual assault. This is not a good start, but keep going.
This is Frank Underwood. Okay. We don't know what's going on here, but Frank Underwood is talking about, now look, remember I showed you everything there is to know about humanity and we're best friends and we can talk. It's just you and I this holiday season.
And you trusted me, even though you knew you shouldn't.
Oh, boy. He's also sipping a cup of coffee as he's...
This is
not good, dude.
Exactly. Is this a threat?
This was gonna
why didn't he just plead the fifth there instead of incriminating himself?
Where are his team of lawyers?
There is no team.
Where are they to shield him from missteps like this?
Well, he's hiring somebody to film this thing.
He's like, let's see. I could spend my money on a good group of lawyers, or I could get a production crew.
Against the sound legal advice, I am now acting as my own attorney and publicist.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, here's the best part.
No matter what anyone says. And besides, I know what you want. You want me back. Of course, some.
Nope, nobody wants that.
Dude, what?
What
is going on here? This is okay.
You people want Kevin Spacey / Frank Underwood back?
Is he? In the comments, are people saying, yeah, we want him back?
No, no.
Who the hell would want this guy anywhere? Anywhere near them? First of all, Kevin Spacey or Frank Underwood, but especially Kevin Frankie.
We should get a Kevin Frankie.
That's who the Frankenstein is that we're listening to right now. It's Kevin Frankie.
Kevin Frankie. Yeah. Could he be the next celebrity Big Brother, celebrity Survivor contestant?
Well, celebrity Big Brother is, I guess it's possible, but I do believe he has some court dates coming up. In 2019, that
get him on Survivor
might interfere.
Oh my gosh. Is this over? Are we done listening to it?
No, it's still like 2 minutes, 2 minutes left.
Do we have to listen to that 2 minutes?
Yeah. Cause I think it's going to go off the rails.
Okay.
All right.
Believed everything and had just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all. They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved. Wouldn't that be easy if it was all so simple? Only you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life.
So, Kevin Spacey has a lot of different agendas here, but one of them that we're going to hear in the video, fake news. Okay, everybody, you've heard a lot of things about me. They're not true. You can't believe everything you hear.
How he's still hovering on reality and his character and what his character did in the show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be more comfortable if he was doing this monologue as the character from Seven.
Yes,
I feel like that would be more comforting.
That might be the better window into Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like he should have done the guy from Seven. It really would have sounded, better.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready for a Seven rewatch? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, or at least Kaiser Soze, one or the other. I think that probably would be better, or even Lex Luthor from the terrible Superman reboot. Maybe all of the above.
He could mash all those into one.
It could be a one man show.
By the way, this short video we're watching has already been listed on his IMDb page. Let me be Frank. Short, 2018, as Frank Underwood.
That's great.
You already been added
without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts, would you? Did you?
Uh-oh.
No, not you. You're smarter than that.
Oh.
Anyway, all this presumption made for such an unsatisfying ending, and to think it could have been such a memorable send-off. I mean, if you and I have learned nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table.
So also, Kevin Spacey, another agenda item, he also seems to be lobbying to return to House of Cards.
Yes.
Which would make sense why he's doing it with The Voice.
Because as post-show recaps, listeners know, I recapped the final season of House of Cards where they killed off Frank Underwood and did a... Not such an amazing run of 8 episodes without Kevin Spacey as Frank Underwood on House of Cards. So one, Kevin Spacey is innocent, the actor. Two, Frank Underwood should come back to House of Cards.
That's what he's saying.
That's basically what he's saying.
Do you think Netflix is stoked on this video?
Although they might say, hey, 8 million views on YouTube, you know. Hey,
that's more than we ever got with the show.
More than we're getting on a lot of these shows.
We weren't afraid, not of what we said, not of what we did, and we're still not afraid. Because I can promise you this. If I didn't pay the price for the things we both know I did do, I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do.
Hold on here. So, Danny, can you wrap your head around this? If I didn't pay the price for the things that... We know I did do, then why should I pay the price for the things that I know I didn't do?
Is he admitting to doing things and not getting caught?
I think this is called muddying the waters, Danny.
Mm-hmm. It's very muddy. It is very muddy. Also, he tells us that there's no evidence other than the testimony of several people.
Who are you going to believe?
He did terrible things. Yeah.
Me or a bunch of people that you never heard of and are not on YouTube and don't even have a YouTube channel.
He did say that I'm smart. Only if I believe him. So I guess I'm
a smart guy.
You're smart enough.
Jeez, Kevin Spacey's manipulating me. He's putting his hands into my clay.
We know.
It's taken a year for him to write this script. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what he's been doing. That's why he's been in the dark.
He's like,
last year.
Finally perfect.
You're way too smart for this, Danny. In fact,
you're doing the Frank Underwood impersonation. I'm doing the new modern Kevin
Buffalo
Spacey
Bob,
impersonation.
Yeah.
It's finally ready.
Don't believe what Mig said to you when you watched the video.
I'm being disrespectful, not playing by the rules, like I ever played by anyone's rules before. I never did.
There are rules that you need to play by.
All I can say, I'm a bad boy.
If this was a message on my answering machine, the police would be called. That's how creepy this is. I wouldn't even listen to the whole thing. I'd be like, look, there is someone harassing me.
I think it's Kevin Spacey.
Is this weird? Is it possible that Kevin Spacey or Frank Underwood is leaving me messages?
I can't believe there wasn't a single person in his circle, which is probably a very small circle now.
The circle's
that didn't
gone.
Tell. Yeah, the circle must be gone because any good friend would say, do not put out this video that makes you sound not only creepy, but also guilty. Very guilty. Yeah. And slightly unhinged. Guilty.
And very crazy.
Your Honor, I present to the court Exhibit A. Does this seem like a man capable of hurting a fly?
I don't know why, but you're beginning to sound more like Colonel Sanders.
Anyhow. Despite all the poppycock, the animosity, the headlines.
Also, maybe don't go with poppycock also.
All right, keep going.
The impeachment without a trial, despite everything, despite even my own death, I feel surprisingly good. And my confidence grows each day that soon enough, you will know the full truth.
He stops. He puts down his call. Pause
for dramatic effect.
Wait a minute.
Now that I think of it, you never actually saw me die.
He's putting the ring back on.
Yep.
Conclusions can be so deceiving.
I guess so.
Miss me?
No.
So he closes the video by basically like, I guess we don't really, what do we know? And, that's right. You didn't even see my character die. So again, reopening the door of that, Frank Underwood may not actually be dead, as Kevin Spacey will come back for a reboot of House of Cards.
Do you think Netflix put him up to this?
No. I do not.
So he's just like out there like, what will get me paid again? I know. I'll get back on House of Cards. They didn't actually show me dying.
All I need to do is remind them how awesome I am.
No, I think that Kevin Spacey is saying like, I am definitely going to jail. This is what we call in politics a Hail Mary. It's like, oh, I guess so. Really, I guess we'll really, throw people off a little bit. Yeah, the top comment here is from somebody named Nate Is Lame, who says 2018 has been weird as hell. 13,000 upvotes for the number one comment here.
I expect life to become more and more weird.
I wish I was at the front of a top comment on something that goes viral at some point, mm-hmm. where you just have like the most perfect response and everybody loves it.
Yeah. It was also announced this week that Kevin Spacey is scheduled to appear in court on January 7th as he is facing felony charges for sexual assault.
I hope he represents himself and does that voice.
As Frank Underwood. In other Spacey news, he changed his name to Frank Underwood.
Yes. Your Honor, Kevin Spacey is clearly not in this courtroom.
I hope he just starts doing Matlock.
or
comes in with a white suit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, so much going on in the world, the weird world of Kevin Spacey.
Well, at least he didn't write the emoji movie.
Well, in other Hollywood news, Tyson, you know, we discussed last year. I don't even recall what the film was at this point, but there was a movie that was at 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, which really caught our attention and caused us to do some bonus coverage. But there is a new film right now where we are seeing a similar rock bottom review for the new film Holmes and Watson. Currently with a 0% score on the film review website Rotten Tomatoes. Danny, have you checked out Holmes and Watson starring John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell?
I watched the trailer for this.
And
I didn't necessarily laugh, but I like to think that John C. Reilly's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Will Ferrell is eh.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised a 0% score.
Yes, 0 has been out on Rotten Tomatoes for Holmes and Watson. Now, this is surprising because I kind of feel like that even on name recognition,
yes,
that John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, I feel like a lot of people are going to come in and want to give it a good review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think so, but a 0 is so fantastic for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Then maybe they'll stop just churning out garbage and give us something that we want.
Yeah. Now,
okay, guys, hold on.
Yes. Like a Dr. Steve Brule movie.
By the way, it has only been screened in advance for critics.
Mm.
So right now you're looking at a score that is critics only, according to this article.
So it's going
to
be 99%.
Yeah, so that's why, because you don't have the fan critics watching it. You just have real film critics.
Yeah,
and they're like, the emotions set up by the lighting weren't correct for me.
Well, you could say that. And currently, right now, it is up to a balmy 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. But
okay.
People are saying that the movie is so bad that a lot of people are walking out of the theater.
Hmm. That sounds like a movie for me to go see.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, will you hold my hand?
Yes.
as you walk out, there's been a lot of stories written about just how bad of a movie this has been, and people are walking out of the theater and tweeting about their reactions. This is one person that went to see the movie. Out of the countless movies these past 20 years, I have never walked out of a theater until today. Holmes and Watson is by far the biggest disappointment of 2018. That was said prior to watching the Kevin Spacey video.
You can't walk away from that one, though.
No, you have to watch it. It's only 3 minutes. It's hard to. We can't walk out.
It's one of his best short films.
What? According to IMDb.
Yeah. The Kevin Spacey video has a 58% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Just to put it in perspective.
By the way, this still opened up at number 4 behind Aquaman, Bumblebee, and Mary Poppins Returns.
Mm-hmm.
It earned $6.4 million opening.
A lot of people are asking for their money back. Tyson, do you know how many movie theaters do that? I didn't like the movie. Can I have my money back?
Yeah. Oh, you just got to get out before the end of it.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that. Is there a satisfaction guarantee on any movie? I mean, I kind of feel like there is.
No, it's yes, Rob. It's a product that's being sold. These movies are making millions and millions of dollars. So
I don't
for
know.
You to
it's
go,
kind of like if I sell an oven, and
it's no loss.
You know,
it's no loss to the movie theater, really.
You cook
I mean,
some food you don't like. I'm like, well, you know, I'm just
usually they try.
Oven.
Usually they try to they try to give you like a movie pass back, which you just take.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we'll give you a pass to see a different movie.
Yeah.
So they're still getting paid and it's still fine. And it's one seat in a theater they're giving up. That's probably not going to be full anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter?
Guys,
I think I encourage people, if you are not enjoying the movie that you're currently watching, just get up and go talk to the manager.
I see an opportunity here for the first all-female Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, well,
they've done it a million times.
Yes, a million times.
A million times.
Elementary on CBS did a half reboot. I believe that Watson is a woman on Elementary,
nope,
right?
Not good enough. Yes.
Not good enough. So good enough. We need a two women Sherlock, Holmes and Watson.
This is perfect for Sandra. Bring her in on the project.
Okay.
Sandra, we can make Bullock. This.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on Sandra a first name basis. Yeah. We can fund after we get funding for our what was the other movie we were
Robin
talking
Hood,
about?
Robin Hood.
Yeah. We'll get started right on this project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So they're women Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Is that enough? Yeah, hasn't yes. Sherlock Holmes been just rebooted to death? I mean, how many
Yeah, but so has
Yeah, but you haven't seen Sherlock Holmes yet?
Herlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes sounds like a superhero, like Beastmaster, He-Man type of a movie.
Sherlock Holmes. Okay. I like that. And she and Watson are going out and solving mysteries. Is it in the past? I feel like that you know, 19th century London is very unappealing.
Yeah, maybe they discover who Jack the Ripper is.
You think a more modern take on Sherlock Holmes?
How about it's the future?
Like, ooh,
a
I
future.
Like this. Okay, I can go with the future.
Okay, thinking Fifth Element. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Fifth Element meets Sherlock Holmes with an all female cast of superstars.
This is an interesting movie.
I think
movie.
If there's anybody listening that can make a movie, it's probably already sold itself.
Well, the one person we knew who was listening and writes movies no longer listens, so it'll be hard to find anyone to
Kevin
write
Spacey.
This movie for us. He'll have a lot of free time.
He could
Maybe
be the villain. He could be the villain. Like I think people would come in to see Sherlock Holmes and Watson take down Kevin Spacey.
Do you think they'll allow green screens in prison? A large green screen in the cafeteria. So
he'll plead guilty to everything as long as he can have four walls of green screen in his cell.
Yeah. Watson and Herlock, they get like a video message like, oh, it's another menacing message from Dr. Moriarty.
Kevin Frankie in prison.
Watson and Herlock, it's me again, your beloved Dr. Moriarty. Is that the right villain?
In the future, yeah, that accent will sound especially bad.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Holmes
accent.
And Watson is one of those movies that goes beyond unfunny and into the comedy cubist zone where jokes are no longer recognizable and laughter is philosophically implausible.
He makes it sound as if the jokes are meant
from Newsday
for like advanced people in the future. Like these jokes will not hit home with current audiences. You have to be very advanced humorously.
Okay. So, all right. Holmes and Watson at the least popular movie this holiday season. No interest in a review of Holmes and Watson, right? From us.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should continue to give the people what they want, which is good reviews of bad movies, no matter who's involved in the film.
Okay, out of all the bad movies, so they list them in this article here. There's one called London Fields and obviously Gaudy. I would rather watch this movie, Holmes and Watson, than either of those.
Yeah. I do want to tread lightly in case Will Ferrell or John C. Reilly or the
you have
writer
to
and director,
take their feelings into consideration.
Etan Cohen, perhaps if they are contemplating a run on Survivor in the next couple of years, I don't want this to come back and haunt me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's watch it and then be critical because we haven't seen it yet. So it's not fair to them to say things.
So you're saying if we watch it and are then critical, they'll be fine with it?
I think they should be.
If they're self-respecting, they should be, yes.
They should be able to laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
If their goal is improvement, to improve themselves and their movies, then they should be open to criticism and make the necessary changes.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
All right.
Well said, Danny.
All right. Danny, we should talk about some news on the alchemy front, right?
Oh, my gosh. Heck, yes. I mean, this is news that people have been waiting for thousands of years.
Yeah.
This is probably the most exciting news to come out in over 10,000 years, or at least 5,000 years.
But also bad news for some.
Bad news for some.
Well, to all those people who have died and moved on from the science of alchemy, I mean, this is exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Danny, what have scientists been able to finally discover?
They have finally been able to do what was considered the impossible.
What is that?
According to News BTC, they've turned copper to gold.
Copper to gold. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is
but
so
that's
exciting.
Bad news for anybody holding gold at the moment.
Nobody, the copper in our walls is safe no longer.
Yes.
It wasn't safe before.
So should we be
no, you've got it all wrong, copper. Danny. You've got it all wrong. The price of gold is just going to plummet, not the price of copper. It's going to skyrocket.
Why not? Shouldn't it skyrocket too?
Because now they're one and the same. Who cares?
Hmm. Yeah, but copper
this
is cheap.
Ring I have on my finger.
But Tyson, nobody's looking at
worthless.
The. If you're someone who thinks that you have gold in your walls because you have copper in your walls, you're just tearing that stuff out. Because you're like, I've got gold.
Prove it to me, Danny.
Now, Tyson, is this bad news for me that I turned over my entire portfolio to gold after you and I sat down with Anna Kate and she told us that in the coming global collapse of the economy, that gold was going to be the only thing worth anything?
Yeah, it's very bad. Unless you can destroy this machine that these guys have that turns
bullion,
copper to gold.
Only actual gold.
Gold is the worst thing to be holding in the apocalyptic future because you become a target.
Not what I heard,
The guy holding gold is the guy with the target on his head.
Not what I heard.
But also the guy that can afford stuff.
Now, the guy who has copper and the secret to turning it to gold. Now, that guy's safe.
Yeah. Did Big Copper put this out, Danny?
To sell more copper.
We have a big copper mine here. So we could have been part of them.
Will you go up and investigate?
I'll go up there. I'll see if they're turning copper to gold.
get an orange vest and a hard hat and then just walk in like you're a manager or something.
I do know they drive those massive trucks.
Yeah.
So they must be doing something.
Copper trucks?
Used to be. Now they're gold trucks.
Now that would be cool.
Yeah. Okay, so this is exciting. Are there any other metals they can turn into gold?
What's the easiest metal? What's the most common?
Aluminum or tin or steel? Steel, maybe?
So, I mean, I'm with Tyson. Copper to gold. Copper has a lot of value
already.
We want to find
because
something
if you wear it as a bracelet, it balances you.
Yes.
We want to find a garbage metal that's very common.
Yes, that we
that's
can
the
turn,
one you
into
turn into gold. Or gold.
Or gold. Why don't we just skip the copper part?
Well,
Rob?
I think you got to stop at copper before you get to gold.
Yeah.
So
it's eventually going to become a whole process.
Well, what if we could turn salt into copper and then copper into gold?
Whoa. Now you're thinking.
Or oxygen into copper.
That would be bad.
Yeah. We need a chemist.
Because the whole atmosphere would be copperized, if that's an actual word. And all of a sudden, everybody would be encased in copper like Han Solo was.
That was carbonite, Danny.
That was carbonite. But you know what I mean? Like, we'll all be
real
frozen
Han
in
Solo,
place like a bunch of Pompeii victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking we should do this.
Well, in that case, it would be pretty cool if the aliens came upon a planet that was entirely encased in copper. Everybody frozen
they'd
in the last
it to
position.
Gold.
Yeah, they'd be like, sweet, they already took us halfway to gold.
We're halfway.
Exactly.
We're halfway
That's
there.
What I'm saying.
Copper, the pit stop to gold.
Now I'm just investing only in copper because I know that once it turns to gold, it will go up in value, whereas actual gold will go down.
We gotta get
in the article, it says the price of an ounce of gold has actually increased, Tyson, since this news has been announced. It doesn't mean that it's because of the news, but it has gone up.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing, too, is the gold going to be recognizable as changed gold? So will you have like CZ of gold and original gold? So, real gold's worth more than synthetic gold.
Like, you want this real gold that was dug out by child laborers in a third world, or this gold made in a clean laboratory?
This is blood
that's
gold.
More pure.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes in the new year for the precious metals market.
Oh, not so precious.
The not so precious metals market.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyson. Let's talk about this Texas man who found an unpleasant surprise underneath his shed.
Uh-huh. Awesome. This one's been making the rounds. I think a lot of our listeners have maybe seen this already.
Okay.
On a Texas ranch, there was a rancher,
mm-hmm.
and him and his buddy were out just like, you know, cruising the ranch as ranchers probably do, checking in on their cattle. And there was an old hunting shed on this, I'm imagining, hundreds or thousands of acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And the buddy saw a snake slither under the shed.
Okay.
So they got some type of machinery. I don't know how they tipped the shed back, but there's a video of them lifting this shed up. And there's like 50 adult rattlesnakes underneath the shed, just like squirming in a ball and dangling from the bottom rafters of the shed. And it is chilling.
Yeah. Indiana Jones nightmare.
Yeah.
It'd have to be snakes.
They got interviewed and they said, "What did you do with the snakes?" And they said, "We scooped them up in garbage cans and relocated them to a place on the ranch where there weren't as many cattle. But some of them
Where's
got
that
away."
Video?
Yeah, but I have a sneaking suspicion, and Danny and I talked about this before the show, that they just murdered all those snakes.
Probably.
But you can't get online. You can't tell the New York Times that you just murdered 50 snakes.
And some rattlesnakes are actually protected.
Yeah.
But if people don't believe them, they could always call in Kevin Frankwood. And he can make
legal representation.
Kevin Frankwood.
So you can always call him
in. Were there ever really snakes here? Did you see them? I know I didn't. Are you going to believe a newspaper account?
What's that video website you guys always talk about where celebrities go and
Cameo?
Make videos? Can we get Kevin Spacey working on that?
Yes.
He might, if he's not making license plates soon, he might be on there very.
We got to get Kevin Spacey on Cameo.
Mm-hmm. Is it true, Danny, that the scientists are also able to turn copper heads into gold?
Oh, dude.
That's a good dad joke, if ever there was one. That's good. That was good. And by the way,
more valuable too.
That would be cool.
Yeah, snakes would go up. Everybody should be investing in snakes right now.
We all know from our science textbooks. We all know from our science textbooks that Moses did turn his staff into a snake. Mm-hmm. But did he turn the snake back into a staff?
And then staff to copper, and then
the copper to gold. That would have impressed the Pharaoh.
Certain
Pharaoh would have loved that.
He would be
dude.
Like, "Whoa!
If you okay, turn- stop everything. Free your people. Everybody's good."
Yeah.
Actually, that would have been a good way to get around that whole mess. Is just be like, "I can turn every staff you have currently in this giant pyramid into gold."
Hmm.
Then it would be like, "You take those slaves. I'll just buy new ones with all this gold."
Yeah. Holiday season has come and gone. Did either of you guys get any robots for your home?
No.
I can't think of. I got an AI, I guess.
An AI? What's that?
An AI.
I mean, in a way, a Google Home.
Google Home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I already have one of those.
Yeah. Listening to everything my kids say. Can't wait to see what shows up at the doorstep.
Yeah. I find that to be the least useful out of any of those. I have one. I just unplugged it. I'm like, I don't even know what this is doing.
I only listen to music on it. I listen to the news on it, and I can make phone calls on it.
My kids listen to music. That's why they have it. They can just yell at it to play obnoxious music that then is way too loud. and that's what's been going on.
You're too old, Danny.
That's true. I am.
It's been too loud for me for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no robots. None.
Do you have a robot in your house,
Not
Rob?
Not yet. But
you're looking to get one. You're on the market.
Looking to get one. Toyota is really trying to put a focus on what they would like to see happen is have every single person have a robot in their home. I guess not unlike Rosie on the Jetsons, which I actually would like some sort of a robot that would do the dishes around the house and sort of make everybody, you know, do all the jobs around here that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah, that would be nice. Is Toyota's robot going to be gas powered or will it be electric?
Start it up like a lawnmower every morning.
I'm pretty sure it's it is one of the things that's holding it back. I think it does still run on fossil fuel. So there's a lot of exhaust.
This is
in the house.
Not a yeah. visually appealing robot. Yeah. If this picture is of their robot, I don't want that in my house. It's not.
Yeah.
Cute.
And we're joking about the running on gas. That their latest Android is called THR3, and it can be manipulated wearing wearable controls. But I'm not really sure necessarily if I guess somebody is controlling this robot. It is not working on its own.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. You want an autonomous robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we sure we want that, Danny?
Actually, that's what my bolt hole is about.
Okay, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Okay. I recently had the opportunity to speak with a robot scientist, and I did ask them.
You did?
Yes.
You got to talk to a robot scientist?
Yes. Lucky. And I asked him about this, and he said, no. He said something, I guess, similar to what Kevin Spacey was saying about how don't believe everything that you read.
Would you rather have this robot or the...
So what's the right robot scientist stance? We can have robots in our house and should, or they're going to take over?
These news stories that you read are very sensationalistic. And that's not that, that the robot scientists know what's going on and there's no... Don't worry about the singularity.
But isn't that what a robot scientist would say to... Because they would be the king of the robots.
Yeah, but...
But going to the article I read, you have prominent scientists,
mm-hmm.
Stephen Hawking among them. Stephen Hawking.
Yes, prominent.
Prominent, Rob. Very prominent. Who are saying, beware of not just robots, but obviously the AI that will eventually operate the robots.
Mm. Okay.
See, Rob?
Yeah.
Look, now who do you believe, a prominent scientist or a robot guy?
You know, the robot seems low on the list, to be honest.
Look, yeah, and to, that's
it
what
is until it's and it is until it's a state of an emergency. You're right, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Who are you more afraid of to be left alone in a room with, Kevin Spacey or a robot? It's like I would take the robot every day over Kevin Spacey.
Really, I feel like I could probably hold my own against Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
I think that it. Yeah, you
think
probably
he would manhandle
could.
Me? You don't think I could punch him?
And he's a bit of a wounded tiger right now, Tyson.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad.
He's sort of like don't want to like. He's kind of cornered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you think go with the robot?
Right.
Okay.
Like, I kind of
feel like all again.
Kevin Spacey's at a point where. You know, he would murder you in cold blood and really, you know,
and then drink all of my blood for youth, even though I'm almost 40. Yeah.
Yeah. He's one step away from making masks out of human skin.
He's really, you know,
he just reprises all of his most evilest roles as his new persona.
All training for this moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool. Right.
What are we going to talk
about? We should have Charlie Sheen from 2010.
I feel like there was interview. More cocaine involved with Charlie Sheen.
Still,
though, a conversation between the two would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey is like one of those characters in a movie, like when a shapeshifter dies and they go through all of their shapes that they previously held. Like, I wonder if he's just regressing through, like you said earlier, through all of his characters.
Yeah. I mean, if we're really going to go through like celebrity meltdowns, just to go back to like the 2011 era Charlie Sheen, he had just been sort of kicked off of 2.5 Men and was sort of like talking about like, are you kidding me? I'm doing awesome. This is winning. I'm the best. Everything's a gravity.
Tiger's blood.
Everything's going great. You're a loser. You're a hater. Where Kevin Spacey is not really in the same mindset, where even Kevin Spacey himself might admit that things are not going great right now.
If only we could hear from Kevin Spacey.
Do you think he'll call in? If we paid him 20
No,
bucks?
No. I mean, like, if only Kevin Spacey appears. Right now, we're talking Frank to... Who Underwood, are we talking Frank to? Underwood. We're talking to Frank. Oh,
Frank.
Can
Underwood.
We talk to Kevin?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, can we
hey,
talk
Frankie,
to Kevin?
Is Kevin in there right now?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. Danny, you want to talk about the worst airline passenger?
Oh, yeah.
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 What's going on with the worst airline passenger? Because, you know, planes are very dicey right now. Everybody's tense. Got a lot of presents and baggage and places to be.
Kevin Spacey might be
Kevin
on the
Spacey
flight with you.
Could be around the flight.
Do you think that he's not a flight risk right now?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a risk.
No. Well, not just in flight. People are being are watching the Kevin Spacey video and then are sort of like he's talking gibberish, but it's very calming.
Was it calming? I was actually getting very anxious.
Getting anxious. What's
I wasn't getting what's calmed at all.
People
I was
are
like
watching it and rewatching. It has 8 million views.
Yeah.
All right,
I have it on loop, so it just keeps getting more and more views. I just leave my computer on all day.
There was a woman recently had a meltdown at a Memphis International Airport over... And listen, I understand. She did what all of us have wanted to do when we realized there was a baggage fee. She was confronted with a $20 baggage fee at the airport.
Okay.
And then she thought, I don't know if she paid the fee, but let's just assume she did. And then she thought she was going to get her money's worth, right? Like, I just paid 20 bucks for baggage fee. How can I get my money's worth? She went on a rampage, flipping over furniture. I think she takes a fire extinguisher and sprays it all over the place. She's screaming, I don't care about going to jail, whatever, this is worth it.
But I don't understand, Danny, why did she feel like that the $20 baggage fee entitled her to...
No, it's not about the baggage fee. The baggage fee was the final straw. It was the whole airport experience. And it broke her. If you look at it, the fire extinguisher looks dramatic. Like, it's all smoky or dusty, whatever you call that stuff that comes out of it. And she just lost it. It was the final straw after being all those charges that you don't understand. And then finally, they want you to pay for luggage that is necessary to go on a trip that 10 years ago you didn't have to pay for, that makes the airlines billions of dollars every year. And she's just decided to get her money's worth in property and damage. Now, we know if this had happened in Pakistan, all is forgiven. A guy set fire to his luggage and all is forgiven.
Yeah.
But I believe this woman is probably going to jail if she didn't.
Or at least going to Greyhound from now on.
Yeah. Now, this gives me an idea, a great sloth terrarium idea. Why don't we create an airport, those smash rooms?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you pay your fee and then you're led into a room where you can smash as much stuff.
Yeah.
Should we put that as the smoking room just to have it be a hybrid of room?
Yeah. Like, would you like to enjoy the smoking / smashing room?
Yes.
And then you just go in and you break a bunch of stuff.
Or do you think it's more like a lounge, an airport lounge, where you go in, you pay your $35 fee, they check your bag for you, and then you can go in and break anything in the
Is
room.
Is it more expensive for that?
Maybe. I bet you we could find some corners to cut and maybe save a couple dollars.
Just make everything out of foam, dude,
now,
so it looks real.
Her five-minute rampage supposedly cost $10,000. Her bond is set at $5,000.
Seems like
and
winning.
I don't think she's winning. She's now, what, $15,000 in the hole?
Plus, she
I don't know if she paid
the damage.
I think she's going to have to pay for the damage.
I think she's like, come try and get the money.
I'd be like, I'll go shopping myself. I bet I can get stuff.
And by the way, the final insult is that the airline probably lost her baggage. It was probably sent on the way without her.
Let me see if there's any audio from this video of this moment. Let's see.
Tamika Warner didn't just make a scene before her flight.
Oh, yes, it was.
No, she didn't.
She made a mess.
What is she saying?
I have no
idea.
It's
all over.
You ain't find nowhere to be.
The man filming it all told Facebook it was all over a $20 bill.
I don't care about going to jail, man. Whatever.
I don't know.
It's worth it.
Warner is accused of causing thousands of dollars of damage in the airport.
It's worth it.
Pushing over everything in her sight and even setting off a fire extinguisher.
Now, in the retelling of this, you would think like, oh, you can imagine her like running through the airport terminal. She's actually like very slowly like walk. She's like meandering and just like knocking things down.
How much stuff is there to knock down in an airport?
She's very chill. Very chill.
She's in no hurry.
She's not. Yeah, she's not in like a frothy rage.
No,
she's more just like,
this is the more dangerous rage, though.
Yeah, this is like cool, the FU rage. Like,
yeah,
try to stop me.
Yeah, like a hurricane, like slowly moving up like the eastern seaboard. That's sort of what this was like, as opposed to like a tornado just ripping through.
I like it. I like her play.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us into your bolt hole one last time in 2018? I mean, we are, are we tight, Tyson, on time?
No, we're not tight.
We might need to just skip the song this week.
No.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, we are running tight. Yeah. Dang it.
I'll just, for your guys' benefit, just start talking, and then you feel free to play that music over me.
Danny, a lot of people, that used to be their favorite part of the show.
Was when I'd get blown up by the song.
Yeah, it worked for like 2 months straight before you were finally...
At the very, very beginning. But now I'm just waiting. You guys are like the lady, just wandering around looking for something to flip over.
Yeah, of course we are.
I'm the airline, wondering what she's going to break next.
Well, let's,
Tyson just took the song right in the face.
I sure did. Good song, though. You're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, we already touched, I'm a little bit wary. Done.
Go.
Okay. All right. So we already touched on this a little bit, and I'm having a hard time concentrating because I don't trust you, Rob.
Now, Danny.
Okay. So I still can't focus. I feel like at any moment
Kevin Spacey could bust through that door.
Bust through here. I just jammed that song in my head.
We both know you love being on the edge, not knowing what's going to happen next.
And you don't mind if you don't mind you see on TV does some illegal stuff from time to time.
Story.
All right. So I'm just going to go in and whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
My kids got, as I said earlier, a Google, what do they call it? A Google Pod.
Google Home.
Google Home.
Pod.
There's so many stupid things. I think I watched that video, the guy getting back at people with glitter, and I think he used the gift he put on the doorstep was called an Apple Pod or something like that, Home Pod.
Okay.
Anyways, it stuck in my head, and that. Oh, by the way, that video proved to be half false. So,
what else is new, Danny?
I know, seriously. So anyway, my kids got one. They've been yelling at it, and surprisingly, it understands my kids. And their orders, they're constantly screaming.
Yeah, like Bergen will scream at it. It doesn't understand her, and she gets frustrated. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to understand my kids. It gives them the temperature. It tells them, what the temperature is going to be for the next week. It plays their annoying music. So I don't know. But then I read a story about AI, and we've all heard about the dangers of AI,
mm-hmm.
right? We were kind of touched upon it briefly when we spoke about the robots.
Yeah, I mean,
This is the first, I mean, I have Siri on my phone, but this is the first real kind of like, it's listening, from what I've read, it's listening all the time. Alexa listens all the time. Yeah. This Google thing listens all the time. Siri's probably listening all the time, which explains why I get all sorts of weird ads mm-hmm. after a conversation that just happened to be what I was talking about with someone else.
Are you a fan of Kevin Spacey? Yeah. Do you enjoy watching Kevin Spacey?
Suggesting Kevin Spacey movies after this.
Danny.
But there is a real fear among some scientists, Stephen Hawking among them, who feel like AI pose a major threat to humanity. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that either we should stop.
Any self-respecting robot scientist would agree with that.
And we should stop right now until we can come up with the proper safeguards. And I was thinking about this. Part of me is like, could AI really do any worse than humans?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, right? We're not going to be seeing AIs making apology videos on YouTube for the bads they've done.
They don't have to.
And the one thing I always say, and I've mentioned it before, is at least if an AI is doing something, it's for a in most cases, a laudable goal. Like something like, oh, like, how can I fix this and how can I improve that? It's just to reach its goals. And this is what the article says. The danger with AI is that it will do anything to accomplish its goals, just like the Terminator. Remember how the Terminator just wouldn't stop until it destroyed.
Or like the Mises on Rick and Morty trying to improve.
Yeah, exactly. The Mises. And that's kind of what the whole article is about, is that the AI doesn't care, because once you give it a goal, it's going to see that all the way through.
Execute it
until it does. And it'll find ways. The interesting thing is that AIs already, when given assignments, have found ways to cheat the system to accomplish the goal. And it gives several examples of AIs that have been given games to play, kind of like War Games, the movie, and that it has already found, it is like manipulated errors in the game. It has cheated. It has done all sorts of things. We remember Tess. Tess was turned into a racist by people, and other AIs that have been let loose among the public have easily been corrupted. Mm-hmm. So there is a real threat from AI. But the thing I always think about is that really, is it any worse than what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, human extinction is worse, but eventually I feel like humans will extinct themselves, either through the creation of AI or the creation through some biological weapon or nano weapon. And so this is my happy end of the year message. Like, if they could create small little nanobots that could crawl into your body and disassemble
like
you
on a.
So what do you think? So they'd go in there with like a. Like a pit crew and just take the wheels off, so
basically,
to speak.
So to speak, like a nanobiological weapon that can go in and basically disassemble you on a molecular level.
Is this a fear that we're supposed to have?
I didn't even know about this, Danny.
Yeah, it could be a future fear. I got it from a couple books that I read.
So they just crawl in your ear, have sex to multiply until there's enough of them, and then they'd go in and disassemble your brain.
Or it just goes in and turns things off. You know, it wouldn't take much. Humans are pretty fragile. If you could really get something
with
in the body
the
that could
AI
turn things off.
And nano weapons, are we really worried about what an actor is doing? Doesn't
what
that
Kevin Frankwood is doing?
Miscarriage of justice.
So anyway, this is just something for all of you, and there's probably a lot of people out there in our listeners who got AI in their house. Next time you're talking to it, just think about all the repercussions. And the problem with AI, like when we got nukes up and running, it was an existential threat that we all understood, because we could see the giant fireballs on newsreels. I couldn't. I wasn't born yet, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas AI is more
going
subtle.
In 5 minutes after with Geiger counters and being like, look at how high the radiation is. Isn't that hilarious?
But AI is far more subtle. It's like, oh, look at all the benefits. Like, oh my gosh, AI can play music for me. My kids, by the time they're grown up, they won't think twice before asking AI to do things for them.
Yeah.
And so it's like this, like everyone talks about the slippery slope. This is very slippery. If AI really is an existential threat, and that we'll all gladly accept it into our lives because it makes it easier. But in the end, it sounds like, according to these scientists, that they'll destroy us to accomplish
their downfall.
But what is,
yeah,
what
the
is
goals
the
we set them
story,
out to do.
Danny?
The news story is, this is the news story. It's more a combination of what we got for Christmas, right? Yes. I got a Google Home.
So this is Dan Bryson is reporting that the end of days is coming.
This is an actual this is an actual article from Vox that I had read, right? And then it tied in with Christmas gifts. So the article is a long one.
Tyson,
from
remember
Vox.
When it used to just be that, hey, your Christmas hoverboard is about to explode?
Yeah. Your Samsung phone and your hoverboard might both start on fire at the same time.
And you also touched on it with your robot talk.
Yes.
So, yeah, that the tie-in is that, yes, it is an actual article from Vox.
Yeah.
But also, it's something that all of us were getting more and more of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something to think about. Not that any of us listening or talking have the power to stop it, because we don't make these products.
I'm just too much of an optimist, but I kind of feel like that. Once the robots declare war on humanity, that I kind of feel like that all of the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, the xenophobia.
It'll bring us together.
We'll all be, you won't look at another person and say, hey, what team are they on? You'll look at that person and say, you are my brother. You are my sister.
Yeah.
It's us against the AI.
We'll have
army.
A new. I also want to say for the record that I am not a doomsday or AIer.
If that's so, you will gladly accept AI.
I will gladly accept AI and assume that, hey, we got through the beginning or the dawn of the nuclear age, mm-hmm. right? That was super dangerous. If you've ever read the history books about that, it's still dangerous today, but we got through it, right? So I feel like, you know what, we'll create AI. Hopefully it'll benefit all of us. And it won't destroy us. I'm being optimistic here. I'm this ray of sunshine,
ever the optimist,
at the very end of 2018 that says, you know what, enjoy all this that AI.
This is a complete 180 for you because you're usually the one that loves misery and knows nothing of the last 30 years.
But I know nothing of the last 30 years, but I will gladly predict the next 30.
Okay.
my prediction is that I kind of feel like that all these things, these listening devices in your home, like I think that sort of like when they drew them up, they're like, okay, we're gonna listen for stuff, and then we'll market to these people, and then that's not really playing great right now. And I think that maybe there's some executives in Silicon Valley that might be like, all right. Cut it out. Turn this off because we're getting a lot of bad publicity on this. We're going down.
Or at least don't turn it off. Put it into a back room.
Really make this secret. If this gets out, we're going to be this gonna be hell to pay.
So there you go, guys. The future is here.
Okay.
Coming slowly. Just be prepared.
Coming slowly or maybe too fast. We think it's slow. But that's what they want us to think.
All right.
The robots?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything exactly else to cover here on the final News AF of 2018?
No. 2018 was awesome.
2018 was...
Did I just pull a Taylor Swift?
Awesome?
When she wrote that, I think it was 2016, was a great year. And then I think thousands of people retweeted or tweeted at her and was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, only for you because you sold a bunch of albums probably. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I think that Taylor Swift, for her, she can say 2016 was a great year.
Yeah, she's talking about personally, on her level, around her.
Just because it was, just because you had a good day doesn't mean I had a good day. Like, okay, yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, that's true. Just because you didn't write a crappy movie doesn't mean that somebody didn't somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or just because you like something doesn't mean everybody else liked it, or vice versa. Or if somebody said that they liked it, that you have to like it. It's look, where everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Okay.
And that's the message that we're going to end with 2018.
Yes. What a great
everybody
message.
Can be their own person. Next week, hopefully, we will. I've been doing these small little poker related challenges on Twitter with Chris Moneymaker, who is the catalyst for the big poker boom of the early 2000s.
I heard Chris Moneymaker said that 2004 was a great year, Tyson.
I think 2003 was his year.
That's a really long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. 2003, when he won the World Series of Poker as the first amateur to win the World Series of Poker.
I don't remember anything that happened in 2003.
Yeah, because it was within the 30-year span. You can remember stuff before 30 years.
Yes. Childbirth.
Yeah. Childbirth. Kroll.
How can you say it was a great year when there was an invasion of Iraq in that year?
Yeah, that's right. There's always something to bitch about destroy the year. It wasn't a great year, Tyson.
We might have Chris Moneymaker on the podcast next week. And yes.
Wow.
Believe it.
A lot of pressure for someone named Moneymaker.
And that's his real name. He didn't change his name.
But do you think that then drove him into a career of making money? Pressure to be like, I gotta figure out how to make money.
I mean, most careers, one of the main goals is to make money. Mm-hmm. So I feel like anybody given the name Moneymaker would at some point benefit from having the name Moneymaker. Like if Danny were just like, hey, I just found $30. And they're like, yeah, your name's Danny Moneymaker. Why wouldn't you have found $30? You're like, you're right. Yeah.
I deserve this.
Yes, this was for me.
Yeah.
So, or you, like, if you were a podcaster with the last name Moneymaker, your tagline every week would be like, got to get that money.
No, you wouldn't be a podcaster if your name was Moneymaker, Tyson.
What would you be? Professional poker player?
Something that's more stable.
Okay. Like a lawyer.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if, you know, I don't want to lose the thread here or say something that's going to offend our guest for next week.
Okay.
Just close the show.
Oh.
Because then we can't offend anybody and it's all wrapped up nice and tight like a Christmas present.
Silence is the least offensive thing you can do.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So we will be back next week. See, will Kevin Spacey have a follow-up video where he's celebrating New Year's Eve?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So very, very exciting stuff. We'll talk about if there's any new movies that have a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes or anything like that. Have the robots taken over? Terrible Passengers. Thanks so much for all the support here in 2018. Follow Tyson Apostle on social media. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryce. Danny, are you doing any traveling over the holidays?
I was trying to get a trip set up, but the weather's kind of not cooperating.
Classic weather.
Classic weather.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. Should I stop recording?
Stop.